Rangers Rambles.
All right, and we are live with the next episode of the Furry Raiders podcast. My name is Jolt, the chief host of the podcast. And with me is one returning host, our favorite candy corn doggo.
Hi, guys. What's up?
And today we're joined by two first timers in the show. Misfit Patchwork, please introduce yourself and tell us so far about your experience in the Furry Raiders.
I'm Misfit. I go by like six other names. Who knows? Experience with the Furry Raiders. Pretty good so far. Totally not being held at gunpoint. That's a joke.
That's a good way of putting it, though. Next first timer on the show, Anubistan. What a name, though.
You finally say it correctly. Thank you.
as with Misfit, how's your experience with the group so far?
It's actually pretty nice.
Anyway,
and my laptop. So,
dude, honestly, apparently. I'm just loving you, digging your name because it's like, you know, a Muslim, like anything you put a stan in is like a Muslimized version of literally Anubis.
Yeah, it's just because you know it's like Pakistan. That's the only one I can name was Stan.
I don't know. I mean, like we're basically turning the whole.
I have another
to Stans
name with it also.
Dude, it's like the trend is to turn the whole world to Stans. London is Stan.
Apparently.
First it was Londinium, then it was London. What else is next?
London Stan.
Well, it's the current trajectory of London, hey? So, I mean, that's kind of... I mean, as of now, there's really... before we do dive in, there's really not much of items of housekeeping to do, other than, you know, we're all going to miss Foxler because he's basically... He's up and flown out at this point in time.
Now, where is he going off to at this time?
I don't know. He's from Thai prostitutes, maybe. Thailand. I might have gone.
Okay,
to
you said no, some
Thailand. He's going for the lady boys.
Oh, you mean the fanboys?
That's what a majority of the people who go there for, anyway.
I mean, that's all there is.
No. Don't give Thailand some credit. Give it some credit. That's where he's from.
I absolutely love the architecture over there.
Oh, cool. Anubistan, you do have a really cool name, by the way. Just had to mention
that. What? You only realize that now?
No, I just wanted to mention that it was cool. That's all.
You're behind like 5 minutes, Candy.
I know, I'm sorry. Well, everyone else is
You're
worried.
Behind, and actually, I would say... a few years, actually.
Okay.
but it's just part and parcel of the course. This is why our podcast is just the way it is.
As for my name, I've gone by Misfit, Ken, Sienna, now Ariom.
Honestly, I do love the Sienna tag. Is probably the best of your lot, though. But...
You're just saying that because you're Australian.
Nah.
Oh, wow.
I literally Googled Australian names when I was naming that budgie.
All right.
All that I did with mine was look up Anunnaki and I came up with mine on the spot.
My next OC is just going to be called Nut.
All right. Oh my God. So, I think we'll start on the big item of today. I mean... Week's been a tad quiet, but we've got a bit of an update just to kind of fill you people in on the Fur Affinity lawsuit. But as I said, to fill you in, we'll kind of backtrace it to what IMVU slash Furafuni has been doing it doing in the past and how they were dealing with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we see here, like this was basically towards the end of June. Like the guy, the plaintiff Roy, decides that he's filing the suit for proven cases of FA's harassment and breach of contract. You remember the big, massive, the great shutdown day where we all got banned from Furafinity, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
I didn't have Furafinity, but as soon as I heard that, I was thinking, dang.
Now, for some reason,
these fuzzbots are going to be in trouble.
Yeah, right? Yeah. For some reason, I did not get banned from FA when they did this whole purge thing, thankfully, but I remember a lot of people did.
Yeah.
That's because they're friends with a lot of popular furries. They overlook you.
I mean, doesn't
because of that.
Doesn't Vin use
I mean, furries? I don't know how a lot of PR guys didn't exactly get pulled, but if a lot of our guys basically slipped through the net, I mean, Dragoneer and his unpaid, you know, people who stalk our chats haven't been trying hard enough.
No, they have not.
Yeah, none of those guys have any info on me, so it's like, eh. Let's just have a look. Guy that apparently has a death stare or something.
I don't look at half the things they probably monitor, so.
Long as you don't post, like, Nazi artwork or something, I'm pretty sure you're going to be okay.
I don't use Sarcan.
I don't.
But that, yeah, well, it's only got its uses, but at this stage, it's a sinking ship. But essentially, you know, the IMVU buyout thing is a thinger, but so the guy, but basically now the guy just went up to IMVU and look at this stuff. You read this post, and now IMVU is basically just say they want nothing. It suggested they want nothing to do with Dragoneer. They're trying to throw him under the bus, essentially.
Yeah, it's funny. I remember when this deal actually happened.
Wow!
This is just a few years ago too. Like this is, I think IMVU bought FA out in like 2016 or about 2015. Yeah.
That was 3 years ago when I graduated from high school.
I'm still in high school.
This was not a long time ago, but it was like a big thing.
Kid.
Yeah. Right, so, but you know, did you ever know how much Furafinity? I remember they said on the street that Furafinity was only worth a meager $50,000.
Yep, yes, they did.
I'm looking at the wiki for it right now, and I'm trying to see if they did put the price in here.
Well, the price did change over time as they got more popular. The price increased. Originally, I thought it was only $20,000. That was like in 2014, it was at 20,000, I think. And then the price did go up because, you know, it became a lot more popular and as the fandom grew. And IMVU was like, oh, we got to get on that and put our ads on there.
I think, wasn't it? I just presumed for the longest time that Dragoneer was either A, desperate for a buyer, or B, he's like unsatisfied with the price that he was getting it at.
I think it was probably both, but the general consensus that I've talked to people is that they think that Dragoneer sold us out, and he kind of did in a way. I mean, you look at what IMVU has done. As soon as they had rights to the website, and they, you know, they started changing the types of ads that could be there, they started changing the type of content people could post, you know, because it's based on their advertisers and their rules, and that upset a lot of people. And it upset me too. Like, you know, they changed their whole conduct.
Yeah.
What was their conduct originally, anyways?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was more free than it was today. Definitely.
Yeah, okay, that would explain it then.
Like, you could post edgy things, you know, making fun of, like, people in general, you know, making, like, jokes and stuff. Nowadays, everything's offensive, everything's banned.
And it's now super kind of politicized.
Oh,
In which case, like, I mean, I'll go back and put up the screen share window because, I mean, now you basically really, it's no secret now, Dragoneer is transformed into a, you know, a kind of, you know, super politicized thinger and a defender of Antifa.
Oh yeah,
I think Antifa got him and strangled him in his sleep or something, because no one switches that fast without something bad happening to him.
As well, quickly say that when IMVU was buying for Affinity, Dragon Air promised that IMVU wasn't going to change anything. He publicly stated that. And then a month or two later, in April of 2015, IMVU ordered admins to put the large ads in.
Yep. Yes, they did.
Oh, God. Those adverts. Like, literally.
It says it was reverted within 24 hours.
No, that thing was a meme of its own, though. But we'll talk about that in a moment once we're through with this.
Oh, so, God. Memes. Why? I thought we were done with the memes. Not at least even. The old ones.
Not even.
Oh, God.
Just to continue with this stuff first. Now, IMVU, at the stage they are in, have become quite desperate to throw out the lawsuit.
And who could blame them?
Like, I mean, here's the thing. They just decided, you know, we got to play the whole my politics game. My plaintiff is a hateful guy, and they're just trying to get, you know, trying to get the court to remove the suit on the grounds of, you know, let's just you know, save our skin. We're not hateful like this guy is.
They're basically throwing insults, I guess.
Well, I mean, he's basically trying to put a motive on the guy himself. Like, further slandered the plaintiff. You see the screen share? They further slandered the plaintiffs in its ongoing motion to dismiss, claiming that Roy himself is an alt-righter who thinks that that's peaceful, but they're just trying to lie their way out of the suit.
It vaguely reminds me of the Count Dankula case.
Oh, God.
I mean, the real problem is this actually did become political. You know, like, he even says, if you look at the Twitter posts, that Dragonair is absolutely against, you know, the alt furry and whatever like that is. You know, he has like an agenda. You know, he's pro-Antifa. Yeah. And that this is against IMVU's policy to attack groups like this. And now they're saying, well, you know, maybe we want to distance ourselves from FA because of the site owner's policies don't necessarily they're not compatible with what IMVU wants.
Right.
IMVU did change stuff, but Dragonair is very radical when it comes to his views on stuff, and it's just only gotten worse.
It's,
well, that would explain it then.
That's what seems to be the case.
And at this stage, you know what the best part of this all is regarding the lawsuit? It's that IMVU tried to have it dismissed, but so they were allowed to file the motion to dismiss. The plaintiff, Roy, responded to that, and IMVU tried to, but they missed their deadline by God knows how long.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, that's one of the tweets you sent me, and I thought it was just stupid.
Like, literally, and because of that, though, at this stage, what are the chances that the case is going to be thrown out?
I'd say pretty high if they get bribed.
I'm not entirely sure, like, how that legal stuff works. I mean, if they miss a deadline, I mean, maybe they could negotiate or something. I'm not really sure what the whole end game is for this.
At this, I mean, it's not the thinger that I'm worried about. It's this whole IMVU thing. Like, I mean, even you now know that they're just going to throw Dragonair under the bus, and that it's no secret that the prediction of all this is...
Oh, yes, they are.
They're just going to ditch Dragonair and effectively settle for, you know, maybe they'll just ditch FA and there's... give it to the plaintiff.
You know, they might actually do that. I mean, this is one of their assets, you know, that they invested resources into purchasing.
$50,000 in green text.
Yeah. I mean,
in what now?
That's a meme I was making.
Green, anyway. Oh, God.
Green text. Okay.
But yeah, I mean, they invested a lot of money in this, and to have all this legal stuff going on, it might be a liability at this point to continue working with them.
And it's only, you know, for a meager price of that. I think it's if the lawsuit drags on, it'll just be worth more than the price of FA.
Exactly. So that's why it's a liability. It's like, why bother continue with this nonsense if it's going to cost them, you know, a couple of maybe $100,000 or something, and the website itself is not actually worth as much as their legal fees would be otherwise. So maybe they might make that executive decision to just say, never mind.
I mean, honestly, though, if let's suppose, let's play hypotheticals here. While I bail out, while I, you know, finger out for duck out for a minute. The question is, let's say the plaintiff wins FA, and now he says he has no real interest, he hasn't really got much interest in running it. But let's play a pipe dream and say, you know, if we got the reins, the keys to FA, how would you guys run it?
Oh, I know exactly how I'd run it. Like,
oh, same here.
Like, I had a website actually called Dragonet.net, like, a few years ago when I was doing all these, like, programming stuff. And I wanted it to be something like FA, where people could post things. However, I would have extremely limited, like, rules when it came to posting things. As long as you're not harassing or making terrorist threats, I would let people post whatever they want and say whatever they want. You know, it'd be very lax. It would be kind of like a safe haven. Like, for people to just to come and actually express their views without having to be politically correct. And when it comes to advertisements, I would want to get ads from the artists themselves and make it like more of a local kind of a like a furry related thing and not just like a corporate thing. Because in this case with IMVU, IMVU is, you know, a pretty big company and they have a lot of other advertisers, you know, third parties that were on FA that really didn't have to be there. Because originally, FA used to do this. FA used to have ad bars that were made by artists on the website to promote their own content, which I thought was great. You know, that's how it should be. I mean, they might not make as much money, but, you know, that's the cost of, you know, not selling out to corporations. So I would probably run it like that.
Maybe, you know, you realize running FA or inheriting it may not be the best idea, and instead just burning it to the ground may be even better.
That's well, an like option.
Scrapping it and then starting all over?
Well, I don't know. Do you guys think it's too far gone at this point?
I just...
that maybe it could be fixed or not?
At this point, I would honestly, I don't mind burning down FA because its architecture is just ancient and not worth salvaging or upgrading.
My first option was just going to burn it to the ground.
Well, I have nothing negative to say about the architecture of the website at all.
I would just say, scrap it and then start all over, like from scratch. With some new laws.
So, like, if you were literally given the keys to FA, you wouldn't run it differently, or you would just say, you know what, never mind, let's hire new people and just make something different?
The second one.
Okay.
And how it is right now with it being super political, I don't mind if there's a little bit of politics. What I do mind is... if it's the only thing that you are about as a person.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind politics, but what I do mind is censorship. You know, I don't like seeing artists, you know, or people not being able to express themselves in the way that they were supposedly able to. And that they're actually being attacked for it. I mean, that's not a good way to run something.
I mean, if it was under our property under the Furry Raiders label, can you just imagine the reaction?
No.
There'd be a public outcry. People would.
Neo-Nazis have taken over the fandom. Run for the hills.
Yeah, like. I've literally gone on Twitter and a lot of the other sites that I decide to be on, and I literally just ask people, where the hell are these Nazi furs? No one tells me.
It's a boogeyman to them.
Pretty much.
It either does exist, but it's just not as active as they want it to be, so they make up things, or it doesn't exist and they're making up things. Which we know there are most likely alt-right furs, but yeah, Nazis and all that, but you know, they're not idiots like the left.
And just to yes. kind of move forward though, like, I mean, you, Candy, you know Dragonier as a person personally, right?
Oh, me? Oh?
Yeah,
yes, like... I do, unfortunately.
Oh, God. I feel bad for you.
Yeah, hopefully Candy Corn Douche yeah. talks to him a lot. Oh, I guarantee you he hears.
Yeah, he might. But yes, I do know him personally. Actually, I just spoke to him like a month ago.
Yeah, like, you told me that on...
On
a video chat on Telegram. Oh, I talked to Dragonier.
Lucky. I feel bad for you.
He's an interesting character, I would say. But I think he's gotten crazier over the years. I mean, I've known him since like 2015. And I've met him like in person and stuff. But one thing good that I can say about him is that when it comes to like helping people, like he'll do it. You know, he really does seem to care about at least his position in his job. I had broken my iPad once and it fell down the stairs by accident. I lost everything, all my passwords, everything. And I was texting him at like 3 o'clock in the morning, and it was like this whole stupid thing because like I didn't have my email password either. So he ended up like texting me the code or whatever. But it was like some ungodly hour of the morning, and yet he was still willing to help me. Now, he could have just said, hey, it's too late, go to sleep, I'll deal with this tomorrow. But no, he actually did seem to care and want to help me out. So that was good. But I'm not a fan of his pro-Antifa stance. You know, I think he really misspoke there when he was talking about that we shouldn't, you know, look negatively upon Antifa, which is a terrorist group. I mean, like, what the heck?
It should be considered that, but the mainstream media, except for a few people, don't want it to be.
But I'm pretty sure New York recognizes it as a domestic terrorist group.
Yeah.
Oh, so one of the Antifa members came here to Texas and shot up a church in a little town not that far from San Antonio.
Oh my God. And you know what? Dragonier is supposed to be like a public figure. I mean, he's like the owner of FA and all that. Everyone knows who he is. And the fact that he's supporting a group that does these kind of acts, I don't think that was a very politically good impression of him to be saying these kind of things. It wasn't right. You know, why would you support that? Why?
I mean, at this stage, though, it's just... It's probably just tragedy, like what he's turned into at this point in time.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like FA, it's maybe worth. It may not be worth salvaging because it's just too much trouble and effort.
Right, and it's not even the architecture of the website, like how it's designed. I mean, that stuff could be easily fixed. The problem is the people that run it. You know, they have certain views and opinions, and they're changing their own terms of services. And, it's just not a good environment for people to freely express themselves anymore. Not like it used to be. And that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
That's just the West in general now, and a few countries in the East.
All right. So we'll kind of close this topic down, though, but just to make a closing message, I will say that I have full hopes for Roy to get out there, win the case, and hope that they get this through. And, you know, that FA either suffers, settles, or just straight up burns to the ground. I mean, they're the ones that stand to lose the most. Well, IMDb.
Yeah, because they're the ones that have a lot of artists.
If FA were to fall through, I think it would it hurt Dragonair a lot.
Yes.
Oh, personally, yeah, absolutely. Oh, he'd be devastated. I mean, I would be too. Yeah. He was, yeah.
I think it hurt a decent portion of furries.
Oh yeah, yeah, of course.
Yeah, we'll move on to the next topic right about after this. I'll read the live comments first. There was a Dragonair humping an orca pool toy.
Wait, what?
Well, that wasn't exactly a scene of Dragonair per se, but
God,
I think I've seen that.
Yeah, I saw it too. Like literally, that happened, and then yeah,
I'm on my iPad, so I can't actually. I'll check the screen share that one.
On my laptop tablet, so I could see the live comments.
I can see the live.
Right. I literally have it on my phone, so I'm having to use my laptop tablet to see the comments.
So, Paul Folkrat says, "Who will win a fight, me or telephone?" that's pretty much a little bit of a no-brainer, isn't it?
All right, can anybody hear me now?
Yes, we can.
All right. Wait, fucking
now there goes my ear.
I
had to use Google Chrome.
Yeah, I mean, that was the thing. I just realized, picking up a browser because for the longest time, I was running Google Hangouts on the Chrome-based Vivaldi, and it wouldn't let me screen share, which was problem solved.
Like I was trying to say earlier at the chat, I've seen literally it was so fucking bad. It was Dragonair in his fursuit humping a fucking orca toy, pool toy. It was Dragonair.
Oh my god!
In his fursuit. It wasn't just the picture. It was a fucking video of him grinding on the top of it.
I have that image in my head. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's a glorious thing and a half. Oh, and just
no, it ain't.
I wish I could fucking find it again.
Just to kind of introduce yourself before you come in late and after all these hangouts and since you're officially on your post.
The other one, because you said my name correctly. Thank God.
Just say hi and see how your experience with the group so far since you kind of come in late.
Yeah. I'm normally known around as Ice Kitsune 777. I am a Twitch streamer and absolutely hyper today for many reasons.
Yeah, seriously, dude, stay off of the sugar. It's gonna eventually kill you one of these days. No joke.
I've been on massive drinks for like maybe
whatever you're drinking,
years.
Please fork it over.
Nah, it's all right though. So
I love his enthusiasm. It's all
well. There's also the fact that I'm finally getting parts to finally finish my full Ryotoro, full ATX tower case.
That's wonderful though. We'll give a progress report on another time. So let's move on next. The next
I'm literally clapping my hands from that.
The namesake topic of our, of our show, remake all these things. And you know what the first
thing literally says remake all the things, dude. Yeah.
And you know what the first thing they decided to remake, which was such a hot idea, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
As what, a girl?
No.
I'll go on record and say I've never seen any episode of Buffy.
This show is honestly freaking amazing. Oh my
god. Consider
goodness. I love it.
Considering that Buffy the Vampire Slayer was live action, it's probably better off staying live action rather than ending up as She-Ra.
Hey, no, the Buffy thingo. We'll get to Shira in a moment, definitely. But the Buffy thingo, look at what outrage it caused that even the feminists and all the other SJW types split their hair. A black woman will be featured as the lead of the show.
That's almost reminding me vaguely of that one incident where, what was her name? That, that movie where the red-haired, ginger girl, came from the orphanage, you know, it's a hard knock life for us.
Annie?
Yes! Remember
as
when they
turned
you
Annie said,
black?
Red haired girl from an orphanage, I immediately thought Annie.
Yes.
Before you started singing that song that is now stuck in my head, so thank you. Took me 10 years to get that song out of my head. That's gonna take me another 10 years to get it out of my head.
I prefer the Austin Powers version.
Oh god.
Yeah,
all I have to do is just watch a Corey Coyote video for that one.
Here's the funny thing about this, though. The outrage caused by Black Buffy, yes, look at this. They want to keep, look at this. Do you think these types are actually secretly racist in denial? That's or are they just like, Buffy must be pure?
So they turn Buffy...
What does that even mean? What does that mean?
So
they turn Buffy what? Black, and now... Look at this. Why did, and now they just basically like, no, I don't want a Black Buffy no more.
Okay, that's literally a can of worms right there. You want social justice. This is for all of the social justice warriors that are probably watching this. You want something like people wanting, I don't know, other races to play these big leads, and then you turn around and say no to it. Make up your mind.
No, the issue is not that they're changing her character completely. Like, this is not Buffy. You know, if they wanted to do a spinoff of, like, another Black Slayer, that's fine. Like, cool. But Buffy herself, like, she has a certain... She's not a black girl. You know, she's supposed to be, as Joss Whedon said, the blonde bimbo who goes off and gets killed by the monster and then fights back against the monster. That's who Buffy is, you know?
Did you seriously just say bimbo? I haven't heard seen that word since I read those Calvin and Hobbes books.
I don't use that word. That's what the director said.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Kind of a fun word. Like, honestly, I'm not sure whether I can think of this either. Either they just think, you know, they think either black people deserve better than just being the new Buffy, which...
I think there were other Black Slayers before. It doesn't have to. They don't have to make Buffy herself a black woman for the sake of her being black. I mean, if she's a good actress, that's awesome, great. But the thing is, she has a certain characteristics to her, and like this could be one for Friends. You know, like Black Slayers in this show. I don't know if you guys have seen the show before.
I haven't.
But there were quite a few of them, and they could do a spinoff of that, and that'd be fine. But why do they have to change the entire story like this? It doesn't make sense.
So technically you're just saying they're taking a much more difficult route to having a black main character.
They couldn't find a more oppressed character. That's the thing.
They're not trying hard enough, clearly.
Clearly. They could have gone full Ghostbusters.
Actually...
Oh my god!
I bet
those motherfuckers are just gonna make, you know, Betty the Vampire Slayer the stereotypical black girl. Motherfucker, you did not bite my ass.
Oh, you mean the stereotypical southern black ladies?
I'm talking about the stereotypical ghetto trash that you would find sucking some other guy's cock off the side of New York City or somewhere.
And this is not insulting to anyone that is literally of the lower classes. There's a neighborhood nearby me that almost fits that description.
Yeah, the kind of bitch that speaks Ebonics, essentially.
Yeah, I went to school with a lot of those gals. You know, oh my god.
funny that these types of people who want to virtue signal like that can only, you know, they can't write a proper black character. They have to, like, go inspired by stereotypes.
Yeah, they literally have to go right against what they're preaching. And because that's the only thing they know.
Ghostbusters
did it.
That's the only thing they know. And they just keep preaching, diversity. We want diversity. Okay, how is she going to be diverse? Y'all motherfuckers need Jesus.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just amazed.
Oh, hail to you.
I'm amazed they haven't, you know, like said, you have to be this black to be the new Buffy.
Oh, they probably have something like that.
Oh, God.
You don't need to be black to be Buffy, but you need to be, you can be black and be puffy.
What the heck? Oh my gosh.
Your
humor's gonna kill me one of these days.
What can I say? Baby's got back.
Just never ends, though.
Oh my gosh. That old 90s rap,
you know,
song from, man, what's his name?
You know,
I bet the deadliest weapon that black Buffy's gonna have is her hips.
No, I'd probably say her shoes.
No. We'll be going to Atomic Betty's levels of bullshit at that point.
Oh, God.
And she's gonna be saying, "Oh, Jesus! Oh, Lordy Jesus, help me! Against these vampires!"
That's just they cast some movies, I know.
All right.
Next thing you know, instead of garlic, it's chicken.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Stereotypes. All right.
I think we've gone too far.
We've got one more.
If you hang out with me long enough, you'll never go too far with the topics.
Yeah, well, don't worry. I'll cut you when it's time to, you know. But we do have another abomination to show you, which is a bit.
Oh, God. Hey,
yes. Why did they have abominations? To
yes.
How you mean the types that crawl around outside? Those types are literally this stuff.
Before I take you to this stuff, look at.
Oh my God, her post. I'm so sorry that a children's cartoon character is giving you erections. What?
No. Seriously? Let me just put this meme. Let me put it this way. Badly designing a character to own all the heterosexual men.
I would just have to say this one thing, and that is, there's no fear than a girl with a sword and a very pissed off look on her face.
And she's not even girly enough. Look at this.
That's a guy or a girl.
Is that She-Ra was meant to be sort of a female spinoff of He-Man.
Yes. Look at this.
Okay, that would explain it then.
This was the old design here. You see on screen share. Interesting. Look at that. She's graceful. She's feminine. She's. Yeah.
Is this
beautiful.
A new thing? Or
this
is this
the old
like
design?
She looks like a crossover between Thor and Wonder Woman in that one.
I was about to say, she seems like the equivalent to He-Man. As Wonder Woman is the equivalent to Superman.
Pretty much.
I'd probably say that's what they were probably going with. Because it was basically to show, like, you know, to give a chance for both, you know, to empower both. Because even back then, you know, instead of the bullshit they're spouting nowadays, they don't really realize, oh, they've been doing this for fucking years.
You know the and you've seen
the feeling stuff.
There's sexism in video games. Oh, like you haven't heard of Metroid
or Lara Croft, Tomb Raider,
right?
Bingo.
Lara Croft is a really bad video game. I'm just gonna say that
it's a bad game.
I'm so thankful I just now heard of it.
Tomb Raider is god awful.
It's one of those games.
Okay, I've heard of that one.
Wait, which one? The modern Lauren Croft or the
modern ones?
Yeah, the modern one's bad.
Or the older ones.
I was saying, I was talking about PlayStation 1, like back in the day.
We'll get to that in a moment, definitely.
I'm more of an Uncharted guy. I like Uncharted.
Oh, by the way, I found a tweet about the tweet about Dragonair humping the orca whale.
Send it to me, and I'll
put it.
I put it in the Hangout chat.
Oh my god! I must see this nonsense.
All right.
Someone needs to seriously just flag this thing as almost like innocent or something.
According to at Twitter support, it's not a violation of their rules to post tweets claiming people are doing things in videos they're not, like, say, engaging in relations with a pool toy. They randomly kept tweeting to me about fucking an orca toy. And that's
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yes. Dude, this is made to look as convincing as the other. Like,
I've actually seen that. I don't know why.
This is exactly what I imagined. This is exactly what I thought was going to happen.
He's so fucking hurt.
Yeah, he's
so he actually hit it. The madman.
He's gone and lost it, though. But I'll say that. Now, I think at this stage, though, just to wind up this whole, kind of remakes thing, it's like at this point on a long enough timeline until we get these retards out of design, all the designs are going to get worse and worse and worse until there's no more meaning to it, to the characters.
Yeah. Hell, they're already going to do it to Thundercats Roar.
Among other things, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, I heard about that too. That's such a shame.
They kind of did something similar to like the Thundercats thing, but they turned it into like a Lego version.
Oh no, they turned it to look more like Steven Universe. And part of the intro is actually traced from somebody's fan art of Berserk in the Cal Art.
Style. Oh, no way.
They literally traced fan art in part of the introduction that they showed in the whole documentary bullshit.
Oh, that's just lazy.
It's lazy.
What is wrong with these people?
Here's the final part, though. They looked up the creator of the new Thundercats just simply went on YouTube on his playlist for the intro. Didn't orchestrate any of it. No. Just went to YouTube and found a song. And that's it.
Shame, isn't it? No.
It's laziness to the 10th degree.
That's pretty much the gist of why it's happening. No creative bankruptcy, yada yada. But we'll move on to the next kind of topic. But first, live comments. Let's see here. Let's see.
And by the way, ended up getting a new subscriber.
Somebody said. Somebody once said Raiders version of MySpace. Really?
Oh yeah.
Oh god. Not that thing. Please, for the love of God, no.
No, not worth it.
I've been interacting with the chat the entire time. At least trying to.
It's all right though. We'll move on to the next topic, which is.
Oh.
But before we start on the bad news about this, this topic is about the game distributor, Good Old Games, GOG.com. And before we start on the bad news, let's start with the good news first. Is that they want to try and bring PS1 classics onto their site, their platform.
I'm all for that.
Yes, Spyro.
Which classics, bro? Some of them could have been a bit cringy.
Oh, that's a good question.
It's PS1 era.
Yes, but retro games to PC, such as PS1 classics. We don't know what kind of it, but how? Like,
that's the question for yours.
Here's the thing. Everybody who looks for these sorts of things tries to run emulators, and they're like,
They would have to package some sort of emulator with the game.
Like a virtual machine.
Well, technically, when you buy a PS1 classic game from the PlayStation Network, you're technically emulating it.
Yeah, virtual machine.
Mm-hmm.
And now, but that's pretty much the kind of the gist of if it's in this remake generation, you got to wonder, is this really a good proposal?
Well, I think at least in the case of the PS1 game Spyro the Dragon, they're making a whole reignited trilogy, and I think that's a good thing because it looks freaking awesome. I don't know if you guys.
What are they now remaking?
The Spyro is the only one that's worth getting, though.
Oh, it looks so good! It looks so.
What about Crash Bandicoot?
That's
another one that they're working on. I haven't seen too much about it though.
All right, so.
Kind of proves the point that when you don't actually fuck up and change shit like they did with Mind Over Mutant and all that shit, hey, people will buy it.
It'll be something good.
Same with the Star Wars thing. If they don't fuck it up, people will buy it.
With the Spyro game, there is one thing that they are changing, because there's a level in Spyro called Twilight Harbor where the enemies have guns, like machine guns, like actual freaking guns, and they shoot at you. And so in the remake, they're making them like these energy blaster type things to make it more politically correct.
I know.
They're not necessarily giving in completely, but they're just trying to be, so they say, sensitive and stuff, but...
Don't they realize that energy weapons do more damage than machine guns?
That's going to piss me off right there. That's something that's about to piss me off right there. I'll say this right now. You let this fucking excuse bullshit. Okay, your Activision, you let Crash Bandicoot, like the first fucking, remake, the whole fucking trilogy, whatever the fuck it is. You let Pinstrip keep his fucking Tommy gun in the remake, and you're gonna fucking change the shit in the Spyro remake? What kind of fucking logic is that shit? Leave that shit alone! Quit fucking changing shit when it doesn't need to be fucking changed! Everything's fucking perfect! It was selling good in the past, don't change the fucking past!
I'm so thankful I have headphones on, because I would have get fussed at again for that very work.
Right. We'll move on at this stage to the bad news about what GOG has been facing all this heat. And this is all because of them, They posted that they wanted to sell Postal 2. And they put a picture of them pissing on the grave of Graham's journalism. And lo and behold, who gets triggered?
I have a Postal 2 on this laptop, and it's a very fun game. I don't have Paradise Lost, though.
And you know what? The thing about this is, who got triggered that they basically, they basically raged at GOG.com and they just withdrew their support?
Apparently a lot of people.
All games journalists.
Oh, yeah.
Guessing.
Kotaku?
A lot more people were angry because they apologized.
I don't like Kotaku.
That tweet, unfortunately, has... They've been deleted. No. GOG did. They made a mistake.
Yeah.
No, that ain't no damn mistake.
Deleting the tweets was a mistake.
Mistake right there.
Apologizing for this tweet was also a bigger mistake. That's what got a lot of people pissed off. Because they're like, why are you giving into this shit? Why are you apologizing to SJW?
This is the precedent of the order, really. They caved in, they deleted the tweet, and then they just they threw their core audience under the bus.
Yeah, they did.
Over something as minuscule as that.
It's almost like that time that Steam kind of tried to cater to, the sensitive snowflakes for like the, the quote unquote waifu holocaust.
Oh.
Oh, yeah,
you mean the sorry little brats that they teachers would always send to the office because they're always complaining and whining.
Right.
Yeah, speaking of
those
waifus,
types of kids.
Speaking of like
Daddy,
waifus.
Daddy Gaben, there's titties in my game. Censor it now.
Speaking I would have like, said just grow up hair and get on with your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
just
waifus,
you know.
Waifus and animals.
Now, if it's like a little kid, I would.
Yeah, I would
just ignore it because we'll have a talk about it later.
Yeah, I would question the shit out of it.
It's bad.
Am I very quiet?
Here's the funny little thing, though.
I feel like I'm too quiet, and I'm getting.
No, it's
no, you're not. Your voice is perfect. The other one was really loud, so I had to turn the volume down from my phone.
Okay, because I was going to have a quick thing about, you know, anime and stuff in school. Just as a quick joke. There's this kid I know that has about 50 gigabytes worth of lewd anime stuff on his school-issued laptop.
Good grief.
And they check at the beginning and end of every school year.
Oh, actually, they check it more than that. I was one of the kids in the office bringing reports to the APs with literally stuff like that.
Hello, my character is from Sword Arts Online, and I am a level 25 mage.
They're not going to get it unless they're gamers.
Yeah. All these on your school computer, like, no, you don't do that kind of stuff. No, you have a phone for a reason. I mean, come on.
All these three kids do is they play Magic the Gathering, Hearthstone, and all that all day long. They complain when the teachers one of them complains when the teacher makes them work. The other two are just fine with that.
I'm one of the ones that's fine with it.
I thought you were talking about the kids playing Fortnite.
That too.
Yo, dog, I gotta get this kill, man. Why are you beating me down, man?
Surprisingly, those kids are doing better in school than the anime kids.
The teacher tells them to work when they're in school, and they get mad at that. Like
one of them.
Really? Because what do you think you go to school for? Except apparently nowadays.
So, yeah, we have issues on that too.
Apparently, by committing the sin of looking up Boku no Pico.
Oh no.
Boku no Pico.
Do not
get really?
That, please.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
Yeah, it got
I just love how the live stream just goes from the topics that are PG all the way down to rated R.
Yes. Well, now
seconds.
That we have to do that, we now have to label the damn thing as explicit. But no, it's got more to do with language among other things.
Yeah. Well, you should have done that with all of them.
It's not.
I mean, speaking of language, it's not Boku no Pico, it's Boku no Pico.
Oh, God.
Okay. Now we're
going
to.
Now you're getting the weird.
Now we're going to.
I just
want
to make that known.
Now you guys are getting the weave rage fired up.
Okay. I'm
not a weeaboo or anything like that. No hate towards them.
Nah. No, but I think we just found one.
I'm enjoying reading the comments in the chat.
I don't mind hanging out with weeaboos at all.
I'm not a weeaboo at all. I do not like.
I'm
do you even know what a weeaboo if it
I'm
is?
Anime lover.
That's a weeaboo, dude. No,
I don't know the difference between a weeaboo
on the other hand.
And an otaku.
Hey,
is there a difference?
Well, actually, you know, I'm bisexual. I love both furries and otakus.
That's rude. What? Gentlemen, if I ever make a shirt or a trophy of the weirdest lines ever said on the podcast, I might just feature that one.
Please put that on the trophy, please.
Oh my god,
that would have been so funny.
But here's the thing, Joel. You know, I fucking told you that if I was going to come on, I was going to be absolutely Woody.
Dude, yourself, not ruin. I didn't tell you to freaking ruin yourself with.
I just feel like
ruin.
Oh
You're talking about ruining myself. Shit, I do this shit kind of shit on my own streams on Twitch.
I have Twitch, but I don't use it.
I mean,
well, I use it to just kind of dick around and have fun with folks.
Deck around or a different word?
That's his.
Yes, this is my persona is an absolute Christmas fanatic.
All right,
dear God.
Put on the saddle and ride me all night long.
All right, I think this is probably racist.
Yeah,
basically just managing a den of
Yeah, you can jingle my bells.
Please don't.
All right. I think that's probably gonna wrap that up for this.
Yeah, please do, because that just turned lewd really quick. And no, thank you.
I think the end of this whole lesson about the topic that we were just on about.
You don't
apologize to your enemies.
Yes. Yes. No. And
for the
no,
love of God, just don't.
No, you don't.
You do not. Don't. When you do something with the intent to, or whatever it is, anything that, and when they find out, Larry, you just say, "Screw off! I'm not apologizing for this."
No, I would have said something even worse. I'm actually not afraid to cuss them out.
It's just the gesture of it all, and that matters.
Yeah, yes. Really. Well, when you apologize, you give them an inch, they take a mile. You know, they run with it, and they and nothing's ever good enough either. You know, they constantly want more and more appeasement, and you can't do that.
That's essentially the whole point of it. And now look at that. Like, my trust in GOG.com has basically plummeted as a result. Hey, at least they're not running their chat service though.
Thank God.
Thank God we don't have GOG chat. That would have cucked out and become the next Discord if they
wait,
tried
God.
Theme did.
Wait, you're saying wait, there's god.com?
No, thank
God.
GOG.com chat.
GOG.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I was about to say if there's no use of god.com, then you've always got satan.com.
Oh, good grief.
Screw that.
Forget that stuff. Anyway, the fact is that at least I'm lucky that they didn't make a chat service and Steam did. If GOG, GOG.com made one, they would have turned to the next Discord, given how they handled that.
Oh, God.
Steam, I'll still take however,
chill out, man.
I'll take Discord over Skype any day.
Yeah, well... Sadly,
I hear something. Skype.
I don't like Skype. That's the point. Skype is.
Well, I'm on Skype anyways.
You're trying to offer that stuff. Oh well. I think at this stage we'll make this a wrap. We couldn't really get all the everything we kind of was hoping for, but this is just the nature of the show, right?
Well, you
it's
did.
Been really fun.
Oh no, there are some there's a topic I really want to get into.
We'll see if we can make the time for it though. Like we talked. Yep.
I'm sorry if I.
Otherwise, that when I talked about this, you would just become an aggregator for the Trump news.
I don't care.
but we're not exactly in Hughes service though. But
in what it. Now?
But right now, I think we're going to have to cut this a little early. Like, I mean, we don't drag this on for too long for well over an hour for good reason.
Oh, Joel, can you just mention some live comments and stuff? Because
we'll read the live comments for here, of course. Let's see.
You want me to read a few of them?
All right. Extrodon says, "I don't understand why everyone hates us."
Oh, jeez.
I think he's mean the furry raiders.
It's probably because we have the audacity to think for ourselves.
It's a product of the political climate in this year. Yeah.
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 It's such a curse, having the ability to think for yourself. What
That's kind a blessing of... and a curse.
It is. It's to that extent.
How dare us to defy the hive mind?
The gatekeepers of the furry fandom.
Exactly.
What gatekeepers? It's like Walmart, a free-for-all.
It is. They should not exist.
Walmart is so weird when you go there late at night.
Like, I mean, at this stage, too, they might as well just chase, you know. They could chase all, you know, pass around all the ribbons they want, and they'll still find nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I remember that shit.
Yeah.
First Wolf says, guess who's a Nazi this week? What the hell?
I'm shocked. Oh.
Yeah. You saw that stuff.
Anyway, that's... So,
born in China, raised by Jews, wait, and schooled by Catholics.
I also saw the whole tweet where, what was it? Somebody tweeted to DenverCon about the, it was either AnthroCon or DenverCon.
Probably AnthroCon.
Yeah, about the paw print thing, and they replied, yeah, we'll make it a rule to, you know, kick anybody that has a paw print anything on their fursuit or, you know, clothes or whatever.
Oh, my goodness.
Gonna exclude every single furry in existence.
I was about
to... If they start waving the LGBT flag with a paw print on it, they're excluded. And they could be the really popular furries, too.
Hold on. Somebody actually also tweeted the fact that Dog Patch or Dog Shit Press actually wears a fucking paw print with rainbow colors on it.
Well, he's
oh no,
he's a symbol.
Okay, that is so contradictory because if any of us do it, it's then consider Nazi like.
Yeah, well,
but if he does it, he's a okay.
I want to see motherfuckers kick his ass out. I want to see
guys. That
I banned Dio the Tasmanian Devil from ACFI. So if anyone from that group decides to show up and brings her, she'll immediately get escorted out because she threatened the con.
Hell yeah, she did. Boy, I can't wait to punch Nazis.
Oh no, she literally said in a tweet, I hope it dies. And it was literally our first year last year.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
I told the leader of it and he kicked her out.
There's also the fact that she and a lot of others, including Dogpatch Press, went to their own sort of what was it, Telegram or some shit in Discord, where they actually went off to say, you know, both Republicans and centrists need to be shot.
Oh God. That's
yes.
The whole story.
There was a story.
Oh my God.
I live in Texas where we own guns. I say, bring it on.
Yeah. All right. Gentlemen, I think it's high time we wrap this up.
Ah, dang it. Can we just do it for like 2 hours or so?
I wish I had, but we've got time for things. We make this a little easy to listen to as well. Like, yeah, I mean, maybe one day we'll probably extend the time slot.
Really? Because I was in a live stream with Kiwi Fox, and he was doing a 24-hour one.
Ah, people just...
Ah, that's too much.
Anyway.
And suit, by the way. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry if I kind of detoured a lot of the conversation.
This is just a namesake, dude. Like, but hey, I mean, I totally just don't mind as long as we just keep things running smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, though, I think this is probably a wrap for this week. The cycle's a little bit slow, but I mean, I did the best I could, and for that, yeah. Now, guys, I mean, thanks for coming aboard. I hope you had as much.
Well, when is the next one?
Ooh, I don't know yet. I'll call it in when I call it in. But I know I hope you guys have had fun, you know, just coming in, producing it as much as I
do. Oh yeah, this was awesome. It was so great to talk to you guys.
Well, so to all our listeners, I hope you've had fun as listening to it, like with what I've managed to assemble. I mean, sure, it was a little, but hey, just such is the nature of it. Now that said, this is us signing off for the week. Until next time, see you later.
Bye.